Welcome to Crosspoints, a podcast to help you make Christ the center of your life. Brought to you by Crosspoint Christian Church in Grosse Pointe Woods, Michigan. I'm your host, Gary Abood Jr. In an increasingly busy world, it can be difficult to stay connected to your church between Sundays. It's our hope that this podcast will help to fill that gap. On this episode, we are looking at our church's history of producing a radio show to learn about why we are producing a podcast today.
Greetings, friends. This is Echoes of Heaven Time, your gospel interlude of faith and victory, presented for your inspiration and comforting cheer. This program will include numbers by our male quartet, chorus choir, congregation, Arthur Thome tenor, and Jeanette Balser organist. The broadcast is originating in the auditorium of the Burns Avenue Baptist Church, Detroit, Michigan.
We are so glad that you have joined us. This is our first episode of our podcast, and today we are sitting down with youth pastor Nate King. Nate, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gary. It's good to be here.
We're so excited today to be able to chat with you about something really historical that kind of is the reason that we're doing a podcast today, if we're being honest, and that is that our church historically had a radio program called Echoes of Heaven. In a way, our podcast is kind of the echo of Echoes of Heaven, if you might. But Nate, you're going to be talking a little bit with us about the history of that radio show and kind of where it informs what we're doing today.
Yeah, so about a year ago during quarantine, we began talking on staff and with some of our members of our church about how to reach people when they can't or they're difficult to reach. And a podcast came up and we talked about how we used to have a radio show called Echoes of Heaven and how it reached a pretty wide audience. We'll talk about that in a second. But Pastor Jason and I began digging around in our building and found these old, what looked like giant records. And we had no idea what they were. We thought they were records. And I went to a bunch of music stores in the area and asked, what are these things? Can you get whatever's on them off? They're just labeled Echoes of Heaven. And it turns out they're something called transcription discs. And on the transcription disc, they're only meant to be played once or twice. You basically would record on them and then send it to a radio station. They'd play it one time, one or two times, and then it would be destroyed. And so we got all these transcription discs, and they'd been sent to different places in Michigan and Canada. And we thought, well, can we get what's on here off? And I put on Facebook. I said, on the Facebook Dad Swap, does anybody know what these things are? And can you tell me how to get the information and music off it? And a man named Michael Thomas replied right away and said, I am like an amateur sound guy and I have all this technology. Send me what you have. Drop it off. It was during quarantine. Drop it off on my porch and I'll see what I can do. And he spent a couple days pulling this stuff off. And I guess it was really difficult. And what came off of it was old radio shows of Echoes of Heaven. And so thank you, Michael, for doing that. He did it for free. He would not take any sort of payment. And it was like 30 discs. So it's pretty cool that he did that and was very generous.
Yeah, that's a big undertaking. And what a resource to just have the access in the community to kind of crowdsource knowledge and skills like that. We're really appreciative of those opportunities. And that's really where this whole project started, right, Nate?
Yeah. So we started taking this stuff off and thought, hey, we can use this. Maybe we could just put it on our website and people can listen to things from the past. Some of it's really like poppy and crackly, like old radio shows you think would be. And then we began talking about, hey, how could we make something and produce something that is actually helpful to people? And that's kind of where this podcast came to be.
So if you wanted to really kind of list out some of the main reasons why we are doing this, like what are we hoping to achieve with the podcast today?
I think in some ways it's very similar to what the purpose of the radio show was back in the day. It's to reach the community with the gospel. If you were to listen, and I think we're going to put all of the audio from the discs on our website, but if you were to listen to them, the purpose was to reach and encourage people with the gospel of Christ. And we intend to do the same. In some ways, it is different because our goal is to primarily reach the people of our church and encourage them in a small way, maybe on their way to work in a 15-minute drive in an area of their faith. I know, spoiler for our second season, we might be looking at some stuff with our missionaries and interviewing them. And so we want people to be informed about our church and about what we believe. And we want to encourage people once a week for two seasons a year in a very short format, you know, that they could listen to on their drive to work, on their drive home, or at work.
Yeah, so this is a really great, I think, aim for the show that we're doing. And one of the things that I wanted to highlight that Nate's talking about here is that oftentimes we see that we have a great ability as a church to connect with people, to reach people on Sundays. And that may sound very simplistic and obvious to everyone, but during the week, those other 6 days of the week, it is hard to keep everyone connected. It's hard to reach people. And we already know that, you know, we've talked about this before. We already know that people are consuming all kinds of media throughout the week. And some of that is God honoring and related to their work in the church and things of that nature. Some of it is not, and that's fine too. We want to be able to offer a resource that is available to people in our community, in our church family, to be able to support them throughout the week with things that are consistent to what they would expect to know in their connections with our church on Sundays. And that's a really important piece to just make us feel connected. As you mentioned earlier, this kind of started in quarantine, a time when people weren't as connected and we couldn't gather as easily in person or on Sundays. And so one of the things that we're hoping here is that this can be a continuation of what we do to connect people on Sundays. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And in another sense, it is not meant to replace the preaching of the word. It's not meant to replace our community groups. What it's meant is to try and fill a gap for people when they might need the encouragement. So my community groups meets biweekly. There's 2 weeks that I might not be in constant or thorough contact with the men in my group. And so it's just something to fill the gap. It's not meant to replace a worship on Sunday morning or a Bible study. It's just meant to be a gap filler and to encourage people, which is, it seems like, what that radio show, Echoes of Heaven, did in the past.
And that's a really awesome thing because as Nate's talking here about it, supplementing what we get out of our time together on Sundays, we do just want to call attention to the fact that our church does already produce the Sunday sermons as a podcast. And so you can subscribe to that. You can find that on our church website as well, so that if you do miss a service or if you're traveling and you want to be able to listen to the sermons, you can do that throughout the week or on demand as well. And so, as Nate's mentioning, this is something altogether different that complements that work. So, Nate, if you could talk a little bit more on one of the points that you mentioned earlier is a little bit about who's going to be on the show. So, can you talk to us about who we can expect to hear from?
So, we have two seasons that are planned and more that are in the planning process. So the first season will be ministry staff. So Pastor Matt, Pastor Jason, myself, and Ed Cantrell, who is our worship director, will be in the first season. And we're going to cover a wide range of topics. It may seem kind of random, but all those topics were picked kind of on purpose. Some of the ministry staff will talk about what they do and why they do it. Other of the ministry staff will talk about racism and why we shouldn't be racist and how the gospel fits into all that. So it seems a bit jumbled, but it's really just meant as an introduction to our ministry staff, what we're doing and why it matters.
So we're getting both some information that we may not know about in terms of the ministries that are going on here at church, but also some perspective from some of the leaders in our church as well.
Yeah, I'm excited for Ed's a lot because he defines worship for us, talks about the original worship leader, and that's not something I think about very often. And so it's helpful and beneficial to us if we understand the original worship leader and what the purpose of worship is. If I listen to that, I can come to church ready to worship in a way that maybe I haven't tried or approached or thought about.
So this is a really interesting thing that I want to kind of touch on next. There are so many podcasts out there. It's almost as if everybody has a podcast. And there are only so many different ways to do a podcast, if you're really being honest. And they've all been done. So what would you describe is going to be the format that we're going to be doing on this podcast?
Well, we have high expectations because Echoes of Heaven, at its height, reached nearly a million listeners. So we expect within the first 3 weeks to be hitting 3 to 5 million people. It's going to be great. America's going to be changed because of our podcast, Crosspoints. People came from 33 states, 3 Canadian provinces. Thousands of pieces of mail were reached each year. It was financial support was provided by the church and from the outside. And so, again, high expectations here. 7 to 8 trillion people are going to be reached. It's going to be wonderful.
I think in terms of social media reach, those numbers, talking about it being, you know, on the traditional radio.
Between 1938 and 1967.
Yeah, that's a huge reach. I mean, if you are a social media marketing person, like, you're looking at those numbers and you're going, wow, how did they do this then? And how can we do something that's as impactful today? So I think it's a good point that we have to have big expectations here. And we do have the ability to reach a lot of people, and we're hoping that we do.
Yeah, a trillion people. We do intend, our primary audience, as I said, I think is our church. But the format of this is a short format, short form. There's, you know, I listen to podcasts that are an hour each. That's not what we're shooting for. We're shooting for something that you can listen to on your way to work, on a jog, for those people who choose to jog, for, you know, something you can listen to at work when you're, you know, just to encourage you in a short amount of time. You could listen to it as you're making dinner. Or sitting down as a family, you can use this podcast at just about any time, because the majority of them are between 15 and 20 minutes. They're not going to be long. This one might be a little longer, but most of them are not terribly long and can be listened to in a short time and should be encouraging.
So would you say that what we're going to be able to expect from the format will be teaching-wise? Like, is it going to be kind of informational, where we're sharing information kind of directly, almost like a presentation? Is it going to be more conversational, Q&A? What would you describe as kind of the main angle of our format?
It would be teaching through conversation.
Okay.
And so in the first season, there will be teaching or topical discussion that hopefully teaches you or helps you learn in some way.
Yeah. So people will be able to learn some things from this, and some of it you may already know, and others of it may be new to you. So we do hope that you tune in to the different episodes, both to learn about what's happening here at our church, as well as to hear some of the information on the topics. But yeah, I think that the format you've described as being kind of easily digestible is a really important piece here. The other thing that I want to just ask you about next is kind of, you've touched on what the second season is going to be, a little bit about what the first season is going to be. Are there things that you think we could include for our listeners to help them participate in this process of the podcast as well? So we've spent a lot of time coming up with ideas so far. What would you say to our listeners right now as how can they get involved in some way with the podcast so that it's not just a one-directional experience?
So a couple things. One, use this in your community group time. If you're in a community group, listen to it together, have a discussion about it. Some of the topics are heavier than others, but I think that you could use this for a discussion amongst your community groups to talk about, hey, have you thought about this? How do we react as Christians? How can I be helpful? I didn't know the church was doing this, or did you know the church was doing this? And how do we utilize that ministry? Those types of conversations. The second could be to use this just as an encouragement to somebody you know who's not a believer. A lot of people in our church have come to our church because they noticed someone in our church at work, on a, you know, sports team, something like that, and they noticed that they were different, and so once they were invited to church, they came, heard the gospel, trusted Christ, and have continued to come. So this can be used as something to say, hey, you know, when something happens and one of these podcasts addresses it in some way, you can say, hey, listen to this, it's from my church, and you know what, feel free to come with me on any Sunday. The third, if you want to interact, I'm going to run out of ideas eventually, and I assume you will too, Gary. So if you have ideas, you can email us and let us know, hey, have you thought about this? Or can you have a discussion about this? We've actually already had a couple people come forward and say, hey, I'm doing this, and I heard you're doing a podcast. How can these two work together? So we're in process already of trying to use people's ideas.
Yeah, and these are some really awesome action steps that Nate has shared here. And I think the one about discussing the topics or sharing it with somebody to be able to have a conversation afterwards, that's a really simple way to be able to open your conversation up. And I think the idea of doing it in a community group or in a fellowship group, whatever that might be, makes perfect sense, because sometimes we spend a lot of time talking about the sermons. This is another resource to bring that conversation together. Again, not to take away from, but to complement what we all take in on Sundays.
Yeah, in my community group, we spend a lot of time telling our kids to be quiet so the adults can talk. So we'll play this podcast. We'll play the podcast for the children. So listen to this. You know, it's going to be good.
And they will be all ears, I'm sure.
Yes, definitely.
So, Nate, is there anything else that we need to hear about in terms of understanding the history of the Echoes of Heaven radio show, in terms of understanding where we're headed with the podcast, that you would want our listeners to know?
Yeah, so you heard at the beginning of the podcast a hymn, Nearer Still Nearer, from the Echoes of Heaven radio show. And then Gordon Ernst, I believe, is the narrator who introduces the show. It's just interesting. It was really well done. This is from a layperson. I've never done radio. I probably have a face for radio, but I've never done radio. And so when I listen to these, take out the crackles and pops from the old, sound mixing or whatever, it's pretty well done. It's very, very concise. It's smooth. It transitions well. And so just historically, they did a really good job with it. The pastor for the majority of the time who interacted on the show was Dr. Abraham John Harms. He's a big deal because he has two first names. And he's a doctor. And he always would give we would call it a devotional now, on the radio show, an encouragement. There's somebody playing in the background on the piano the whole time. His name was Bud Nodler, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And then they always had, or they often had, a male quartet and then a chorus choir selected from people in the church who would sing on the show. So the room, as I understand it, when we made Grosse Pointe Baptist here, this room that we're in was like the mixing room for the radio show. And then what is currently Ed Cantrell's office, they would sing in there and record out into that. Before that, they were at Burns Avenue Baptist Church, before Burns became Grosse Pointe Baptist, and they recorded the show there. And so it's just interesting. I mean, they would record, and in the very early years, the program originated from CKLW in Windsor radio station. If you listen to CKLW now, I don't think it exists. So you're listening to something that doesn't exist, which is, interesting. Or it's a rock station. I couldn't exactly track it all down. So you're probably not going to get Echoes of Heaven on that station. So someone would have to travel to Windsor every week with the recording and give it to the radio station. And that continued until the end of World War II. And then they had an engineer come in and change things, and it just kind of shot from here to Windsor and then out into the radio waves. It was scheduled for 9 p.m. on Sunday evenings, and that was for most of its duration. The church's evening service concluded prior to 9, so after you've listened to a sermon, you go home and listen to the radio show and be encouraged even more, and which is a lot, I think, for a Sunday. But at the same time, it speaks to the importance of setting aside a day to think on the Lord and to worship on it. And so it's interesting. It was a big day for our church on a Sunday because they had morning service, evening service, radio show.
And this is a lot to be proud of, too, in terms of for our church family to think of the legacy that this has. We're talking about a time in history when there was no on-demand listening. It was you tuned in live or you missed it. Mm-hmm. And so to know that they were having this kind of a reach, they were having this kind of an impact both locally and beyond, it's really remarkable to think about that. And so we are hoping that that's something that we can continue on that legacy. But, just kind of understanding the history here, it's really a point of pride to think that they were doing this level of work at that time against the backdrop of World War II, nonetheless. Yes. I mean, we look at our world today and we know that there's plenty of stuff going on that makes it challenging to do things as you might want. And they were in no different circumstances in some ways, against the backdrop of something like that. So this, we do hope, is an encouragement to you that this podcast exists, that the radio show existed, and that the work and ministry of our church continues to this day in a way that reaches beyond the four walls of our church building.
Yeah, something that just interesting heritage-wise. So it continued without interruption for 52 consecutive weeks for more than 25 years. So we have work to do, Gary. I mean, because we're doing two seasons a year of 10 episodes, so it's a little different. We're not going to be producing something every week of the year for 25 years, I don't think. But what's really interesting about that is it only happened because people in the church volunteered, right? So they weren't bringing in outside talent. It was the church that was producing this. They had people in the church who did the sound. They had people in the church who were in the choir who narrated. And it was all volunteer. They volunteered to do it, and they only used the congregation. There was no outside talent. And so it's impressive for a church to be that involved, and it's a good thing. It's a good heritage. And I, from my perspective, our church has a large part of the congregation that very much is involved in some way. And if you're not involved, I encourage you to be involved because you can bless people.
So, Nate, you obviously know a lot about this history. Where did you learn all of this? Was this just from listening to the episodes, or where did you get this research from?
So most of it is from Norm Wolf. He provided, just from memory and from record, most of that information I shared. On the boxes of transcription discs, we had the two radio stations, CKLW, and then Moody Radio actually played one or two of the radio shows as like they did like a guest radio show series. So churches from around Michigan, Illinois, Indiana would send in their radio shows and would be played over the radio. So one of the boxes was labeled Moody Radio. And so I emailed a guy from Moody Radio and said, I have these things. I took pictures. He actually said, oh, wow, I haven't seen those in a really long time. They looked in their record and said, it seems like we had we played, you know, one or two of these as like a guest radio show thing. And so I got some information from them. And then we have some physical records in our church of things, not records like circle records, just written record of the radio show. And so we have photos and things. I think we're going to post photos and stuff on our website if you wanted to look and see pictures of people who were on a radio show. It's interesting to research if you're a history person.
Yeah, and that rich history is something that we do hope to be able to do some honoring to in what we're starting here. So, Nate, anything that you would want our listeners to know that they haven't already heard today, if you could leave us with one thing about the history of Echoes of Heaven, about the podcast that we're starting and launching, what would you want them to know?
If you recall or listen to the beginning of this podcast, when they're introducing the old Echoes of Heaven radio show, the purpose was to encourage people with the gospel of Christ. Our heart is the same. And so almost 100 years later, the heart of our church is the same. We want to help people make Christ the center of their lives. And that should be an encouragement to you if you've been at our church for a long, long time or you've only been at our church for a few weeks. Our desire is that the Lord would save you and that you love the Lord with all your heart. That is the goal, ultimately, for this, and was the goal in the 1930s through the 60s.
That's a great word to end on. And Nate King, youth pastor here at Crosspoint, thanks so much for being on the show today, talking with us about the history of Echoes of Heaven and where we're headed with a podcast to kind of modernize that idea.
Thank you.